Acting Deputy Mayor Chip Olver joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Rob. I'm great.
Good. So Banff Council met yesterday. A few items on the agenda. One of them was the proposal for a new farmer's market in Banff. Can you tell us a little bit more about the proposal?
Our market that people are familiar with is the one that's been happening for a number of years in Central Park on Wednesdays. And that market goes ahead this summer, but it's moving to Bear Street at the request of the merchants on Bear Street as part of our Woonerf design. So that same market operator was interested in expanding his market operation, and his proposal was to hold it at the Banff Heritage train station on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting next week and continuing through into the fall.
Can you tell us about the discussion at council and what ultimately ended up happening?
It was a lengthy discussion and lots of interest and lots of questions. One of the challenges was that this proposal kind of falls outside of any existing regulations in the land use bylaw. Consideration was given to existing businesses downtown. The current market operates under a temporary development permit. This proposal was for 68 days. Our land use bylaw is silent on how many days a temporary development permit was, but there was discussion that 68 days was too long to be temporary. The end result was a tied vote of the 6 members of council present, and a tied vote fails. What was asked for was that a report would come back to council with more details on how to regulate temporary development permits for special events on private lands and commercial districts.
The leaseholder of the train station where the market would take place generally seems to be in support of the idea, don't they?
They wrote a letter in support of the applicant. It was well written, but there was just enough questions, I think, that council felt they needed the report and the implications on what it would have on the town site to really be changing up the temporary development permit legislation and special event legislation, because this could be considered a special event. The current market is. There was just too many things that didn't exist right now.
So it sounds like the proposed weekend Banff Farmers Market at the train station is still on the table, but not going forward at this point in time?
Not for this summer. So when we get our report about temporary development permits for special events on private lands and are able to look at that, it may fall within what I think will be new regulations coming forward.
A couple of other things coming up you'd like to highlight as well.
On Bear Street, we have our Woonerf grand openings on June the 5th at 11 a.m. And then also on Bear Street, the market we were just talking about, it has its first day of the season on June the 10th. And we'll see some interesting things on Bear Street this year. I think we'll see the Banff Centre down there doing some more performances. Parks Canada has some plans for interpretive events. And then the other thing I'd like to flag for your listeners is that next month is Bike Month, and there's activities and events planned. It's all on banff.ca/bikemonth, but there's things like a group commute on the Legacy Trail, whether you're going from Canmore to Banff or Banff to Canmore. There's roadside repair clinics. Then there's, if you're within Banff and you ride your cruiser to work, a cruiser commute celebration. There's bike to school, ladies mountain bike groups. It ends with a scavenger hunt. So it's all on banff.ca/bikemonth.
All right, Deputy Mayor Chip Olver from Banff, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks a lot, Rob.